This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Pregsum Comb BLD 2.5 over 0.625, Pregsum Comb B5/1.25. Pirindopril, pronounced Pirindupril, and Indapamide, pronounced Indapamide. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Pregsum Comb. It does not contain all the available information about this medicine. Reading this leaflet does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Pregsum Comb against the expected benefits for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Pregsum Comb is? The name of your medicine is Pregsum Comb. The medicine contains the active ingredients pirindopril, arginine, and indapamide hemihydrate. Pirindopril belongs to a group of medicines called angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE inhibitors. Indapamide belongs to a group of medicines called diuretics, a type of water tablet. What Pregsum Comb is used for? You have been prescribed Pregsum Comb for high blood pressure. Pregsum Comb is available only with a doctor's prescription. There is no evidence that Pregsum Comb is addictive. Why Pregsum Comb is used for high blood pressure? Everyone has blood pressure. This pressure helps to circulate blood all around the body. Your blood pressure may be different at different times of the day, depending on how busy or stressed you are. You have high blood pressure, also known as hypertension, when your blood pressure stays higher than is needed, even when you are calm and relaxed. If high blood pressure is not treated, it can lead to serious health problems. You may feel fine and have no symptoms, but eventually it can cause stroke, heart disease, and kidney failure. Pregsum Comb helps to lower your blood pressure. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Pregsum Comb has been prescribed for you. Before you take Pregsum Comb, there are some people who should not take Pregsum Comb. Please read the lists below. If you think any of these situations apply to you, or you have any questions, please consult your doctor or pharmacist. Do not take Pregsum Comb if you are allergic to pirindopril, indapamide, or any of the other ingredients of Pregsum Comb listed at the end of this leaflet. You are allergic to sulfonamide, sulfur antibiotics, or to thiazide diuretics, a type of fluid or water tablet. You are allergic to another angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE inhibitor. You are pregnant, or trying to become pregnant. You are breastfeeding, or plan to breastfeed. You undergo treatments, where your blood is treated outside of the body, also known as extracorporeal treatments, that may increase your risk of allergic reactions. Treatments such as renal dialysis or hemofiltration using polyacrylonitrile membranes. Low-density lipoprotein, LDL apheresis, a technique where LDL is filtered out of a patient's blood, using dextran sulfate. You are treated with a blood pressure-lowering medicine containing aliskiren and have diabetes or impaired kidney function. You have kidney problems where the blood supply to your kidneys is reduced, renal artery stenosis. You are suffering from decreases in the amount or absence of urine produced by the kidney. You have narrowing of the main blood vessel leading from the heart and or heart valve. If you have low blood potassium. If you have severe liver disease or suffer from a condition called hepatic encephalopathy, degenerative disease of the brain, that occurs as a result of liver disease. You have experienced serious swelling of the face, tongue, lips, or throat either suddenly, or in response to another medicine in the past, a rare allergic condition known as angioedema. You are treated with sacubitril/valsartan medicine used to treat long-term heart failure as the risk of angioedema, rapid swelling under the skin in an area such as the throat is increased. See also tell your doctor straight away, and taking other medicine sections. The packaging is damaged, or shows signs of tampering, or the tablets do not look quite right. The expiry date, EXP, on the pack has passed. Tell your doctor straight away if you are pregnant or become pregnant while taking Pregsum Comb, as it may cause serious harm to your unborn baby. You have a severe allergic reaction with swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, and angioedema. This may occur at any time during treatment. If you develop such symptoms, you should stop taking Prexium Combi and see a doctor immediately. See also side effects section. You are undergoing desensitization treatment or have had an allergic reaction during previous desensitization treatment, e.g. treatments using bee, wasp, or ant venom. You are undergoing, or you are intending to undergo, treatments where your blood is treated outside of the body, also known as extracorporeal treatments. You are undergoing anesthesia and/or surgery. You are undergoing a medical test that requires injection of an iodinated contrast agent, a substance that makes organs like the kidney or stomach visible on an X-ray. You have recently suffered from diarrhea or vomiting, already hydrated. You are on a salt-restricted diet or use salt substitutes which contain potassium. You have an intolerance to some sugars as Prexium Combi contains lactose. You are of African origin, since you may have a higher risk of angioedema and this medicine is less effective in lowering your blood pressure. You are taking lithium, used to treat mania or depression. You are taking any of the following medicines, used to treat high blood pressure. An angiotensin II receptor blocker, also known as ARBs, or sartans, for example valsartan, telmisartan, irbesartan, in particular if you have diabetes-related kidney problems. Sacubitril, available as fixed dose combination with another medicine valsartan, used to treat long-term heart failure. Aliskiren. You have any other health problems, including kidney disease, or if you are on renal dialysis, liver disease, high or low levels of potassium, sodium, or other problems with salt balance, diabetes, gout, heart disease, hardening of the arteries, hyperparathyroidism, overactive parathyroid gland, photosensitivity reactions, increased sensitivity of the skin to sun, systemic lupus erythematosus, or scleroderma, a disease affecting the skin, joints, and kidneys, abnormally increased levels of a hormone called aldosterone in your blood, primary aldosteronism. If you experience a decrease in vision or eye pain, these could be symptoms of fluid accumulation in the vascular layer of the eye, or an increase of pressure in your eye, and can happen within hours to a week of taking Prexium Combi. This can lead to permanent vision loss, if not treated. If you earlier have had a penicillin or sulfonamide allergy, you can be at higher risk of developing this. Muscle disorders including muscle pain, tenderness, weakness, or cramps. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor, if you are taking any other medicines, including medicines that you buy without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Taking Prexium Combi may change the effect of some medicines, and some medicines may affect how well Prexium Combi works. You may need different amounts of your medication, or to take different medicines. The medicines that may interact with Prexium Combi include the following. Some steroid medicines. Diuretics, sometimes called fluid or water tablets, because they increase the amount of urine passed each day, e.g. amiloride, spironolactone, triamterene. Medicines used for heart rhythm problems, e.g. quinidine, hydroquinidine, disopyramide, amiodarone, sotalol, flecainide. Some medications used to treat high blood pressure, including angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE inhibitors, angiotensin receptor blockers, aliskiren, see also do not take Prexium Combi if, and tell your doctor straight away sections. Some treatments where your blood is treated outside of the body, also known as extracorporeal treatments, see also do not take Prexium Combi if, and tell your doctor straight away sections. Some antibiotic and medicines used to treat infections, e.g. trimethoprim, moxifloxacin. Medicines used to treat fungal disease, e.g. amphotericin B, and amphotericin B injection, fluconazole. Tetracosactide, tetracosactrin, to treat Crohn's disease. Some anti-inflammatory medicines, including high-dose aspirin, ibuprofen for pain relief. Some anesthetic medicines. Medicines used to treat mental illnesses such as some medicines for epilepsy, anxiety, schizophrenia, and some other antidepressants, e.g. lithium, tricyclic antidepressants, antipsychotics drugs, neuroleptics such as droperidol, haloperidol, chlorpromazine, trifluoperazine, amisulpride, sulpiride, psychoanalytics. Antiparasitic medicines used to treat certain types of malaria, e.g. chloroquine. Pentamidine, a medicine used to treat certain types of pneumonia. Antihistamines used to treat allergic reactions, such as hay fever. Medicines used to treat nausea and vomiting, e.g. ondansetron, domperidone. Medicines used to treat gastrointestinal problems, e.g. sisapride, papaverine. Potassium-sparing diuretics, e.g. spironolactone, triamterene. Sources of potassium, like potassium tablet and salt substitutes containing potassium, other drugs which can increase potassium in your body, such as heparin, a medicine used to thin blood to prevent clots, cotrimoxazole also known as trimethoprim/sulfamethoxazole for infections caused by bacteria, and cyclosporin, an immunosuppressant medicine used to prevent organ transplant rejection. Medicines used to treat cancer, E.G. vandetanib, oxaliplatin, or to suppress the immune system, e.g. cyclosporin, tacrolimus. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain relief, e.g. ibuprofen, or high doses of aspirin. Vasodilators including nitrates. Medicines used to treat diabetes, e.g. metformin, gliptins and insulin. Baclofen, a medicine used to treat muscle stiffness and diseases such as multiple sclerosis. Medicines used for the treatment of low blood pressure, shock, or asthma, e.g. ephedrine, noradrenaline, or adrenaline, epinephrine. Gold salts, especially with intravenous administration, used to treat symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. Medicines which may affect the blood cells, such as allopurinol, procainamide. Medicines which may increase the risk of angioedema, a severe allergic reaction such as mammalian target of rapamycin, MTOR inhibitors used to avoid rejection of transplanted organs, e.g. temsirolimus, sirolimus, everolimus. Sacubitril, available as fixed-dose combination with valsartan, used to treat long-term heart failure, see also do not take Prexim Combif, and tell your doctor straight away sections. Gliptins used to treat diabetes, e.g. linagliptin, saxagliptin, sitagliptin, vildagliptin, alogliptin. Iodinated contrast agent used in certain medical tests. Methadone, a medicine used to treat severe pain, or opioid addiction. Digoxin, or other cardiac glycosides, for the treatment of heart problems. Calcium supplements. Stimulant laxatives, e.g. senna. Medicines used to treat bacterial infections, e.g. moxifloxacin, ciprofloxacin, clarithromycin. Allopurinol, a medicine used to treat gout. Cilostazol, used to treat cramp, like pain in the legs when you walk. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Prexim Combi. For older people or children, elderly people can generally use Prexim Combi safely. However, some older people have reduced kidney function, in which case additional care may be required. Prexim Combi is not recommended for use in children and adolescents. How to take Prexim Combi? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. If you do not understand the instructions on the label, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. Your doctor will select a dose when they prescribe Prexim Combi for you. The usual dose is one tablet once daily. Swallow your tablet or tablets with water, preferably in the morning. How long to take Prexim Combi for? Prexim Combi can help to control your blood pressure, but cannot cure this condition. Prexim Combi treatment is usually for life, so you should keep taking the tablets regularly, unless advised otherwise by your doctor. If you forget to take Prexim Combi, if your next usual dose is less than 6 hours away, just leave out the dose that you missed. Take the next dose at the usual time, and continue as normal. If your next dose is more than 6 hours away, take the dose you have missed, as soon as you realize. Then take the next dose at the usual time, and continue as normal. Do not try to make up for missed doses, by taking more than one dose at a time. If you take too much Prexim Combi, taking too much Prexim Combi, an overdose may cause low blood pressure, also known as hypotension. The most likely effect in case of overdose is low blood pressure, which can make you feel dizzy. If this happens, lying down with the legs elevated can help. Other effects like nausea, vomiting, cramps, sleepiness, confusion, changes in the amount of urine produced by the kidney are possible. You may require urgent medical attention. If you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much Prexim Combi, then act immediately. Telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, 1-3-1-1-2-6. In Australia, 0-3-4-7-4-7-0-0-0. in New Zealand, or go to the accident and emergency department at your nearest hospital. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. While you are taking Prexim Combi, things you must do. Take Prexim Combi exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Otherwise you may not get the benefits from treatment. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are involved with your treatment that you are taking Prexim Combi. Make sure you drink enough water during exercise and hot weather, especially if you sweat a lot. This will help you avoid any dizziness or lightheadedness caused by a sudden drop in blood pressure. Tell your doctor straight away if you have excessive vomiting or diarrhea while taking Prexim Combi. Things you must not do. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even they have the same condition as you. Do not use Prexim Combi to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking Prexim Combi, or change the dose, without checking with your doctor. Things to be careful of. Be careful when driving, or operating machinery, until you know how Prexim Combi affects you. You may feel lightheaded, or dizzy when you begin to take Prexim Combi. This is because your blood pressure is falling. If you have these symptoms when standing up or getting out of bed, then getting up more slowly can help. This allows your body to get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If you have these symptoms and they don't get better in a short time, then talk to your doctor. Side effects. If you do not feel well while you are taking Prexim Combi, then tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. Prexim Combi helps most people with high blood pressure, but it may sometimes have unwanted side effects in a few people. While these side effects, when they occur, are usually mild, they can be serious. Stop taking Prexim Combi and see a doctor immediately if you experience any of the following side effects that can be serious. Dizziness becoming severe or fainting induced by low blood pressure. Difficulty breathing or wheezing. Tightening of the chest. Uncommon. Angioedema, a severe allergic reaction, has been reported in patients treated with ACE inhibitors, including Prexim Combi. This may occur at any time during treatment. If you develop such symptoms described below, you should tell your doctor immediately, or go to the accident and emergency department at your nearest hospital. These side effects are extremely rare, but can become serious. Swelling of your extremities, limbs, hands, or feet, lips, face, mouth, tongue, or throat. Uncommon. Purple spots with occasional blisters on the front of your arms and legs and or around your neck and ears, a rare condition known as Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Very rare. Painful red areas, developing large blisters, and peeling of layers of skin. This is accompanied by fever and chills, a condition known as toxic epidermal necrolysis, or TEN. Very rare. Red, often itchy spots, similar to the rash of measles, which starts on the limbs, and sometimes on the face and the rest of the body, a condition known as erythema multiform. Very rare. Stroke, signs include weakness of arms, or legs, or problem speaking. Very rare. Heart disorders such as a fast and irregular heartbeat, heart attack, angina pectoris, a feeling of tightness, pressure, or heaviness in the chest. Very rare. Inflammation of the pancreas, pancreatitis. Very rare. Liver disease, hepatitis characterized by yellowing of the skin or eyes, jaundice. Very rare. Life-threatening irregular heartbeat, Torsades de points. Frequency not known. Disease of the brain caused by liver illness, hepatic encephalopathy, frequency not known. Muscle spasms, tenderness, pain, or weakness, and particularly, if at the same time, you feel unwell, or have a high temperature, it may be caused by an abnormal muscle breakdown, frequency not known. The above side effects are categorized into the following frequencies. Common, may affect up to 1 in 10 people. Uncommon, may affect up to 1 in 100 people. Rare, may affect up to 1 in 1,000 people. Very rare, may affect up to 1 in 10,000 people. Not known. Frequency cannot be estimated from the data available. Talk to your doctor, or pharmacist, or nurse if you notice any of the following side effects, some of which are usually only identified after blood tests. Common, may affect up to 1 in 10 people. Side effects can include cough, often described as dry and irritating, shortness of breath, discomfort on exertion, nosebleeds, headache, dizziness, vertigo, pins and needles, feeling tight or weak, tinnitus, persistent noise in the ears, vertigo, vision impairment, low blood pressure, and related effects, flushing, impaired peripheral circulation, vasculitis, low potassium in the blood, nausea, vomiting, taste disturbances, indigestion, diarrhea, constipation, stomach pain, or discomfort, dry mouth, decreased appetite, muscle spasms, muscle tenderness or weakness, rash, pruritus, itching, red raised skin rash, hypersensitivity reactions, mainly skin reactions, in patients with allergies and asthmatic reactions, uncommon, may affect up to 1 in 100 people. Side effects can include depression, high levels in the blood of potassium, urea and or creatinine, low sodium, salt levels in the blood that may lead to dehydration and low blood pressure, altered mood, sleep disorder, difficulty sleeping, abnormal dreams, feeling sleepy or drowsy, fainting, anxiety, bronchitis, upper respiratory tract infection, back pain, gastrointestinal inflammation, excessive sweating, increased sensitivity of the skin to sun, skin rash, or inflammation of the skin, often including blisters that weep and become crusted, pemphigoid, a skin disease usually affecting older people, increase in some white blood cells, erectile dysfunction, libido disorder, fever or high temperature, chest pain, fast heartbeat, palpitations, awareness of your heartbeat, abnormal ECG heart tracing, abnormal kidney function, polyuria, increased urination, cystitis, an infection of the bladder, decreased blood sugar levels, worsening of pre-existing lupus erythematosus, aching muscles, not caused by exercise, joint pain, generally feeling unwell or lethargic, falls, vasculitis, inflammation of blood cells, impaired peripheral circulation, syncope, fainting not associated with seizures or trauma, kidney failure, rare, may affect up to 1 in 1,000 people. Side effects can include low chloride in the blood, low magnesium in the blood, elevation of bilirubin levels in the blood, increases in liver enzymes, elevated calcium levels in the blood, worsening of psoriasis, problems with production or passing of urine, concentrated urine, dark in color, feel or are sick, have muscle cramps, confusion, and fits which may be due to inappropriate antidiuretic hormone, ADH secretion can occur with ACE inhibitors. If you have these symptoms, contact your doctor as soon as possible. Very rare, may affect up to 1 in 10,000 people. Side effects can include abnormal liver function, eosinophilic pneumonia, runny or blocked nose, sneezing, facial pressure or pain, bleeding or bruising more easily than normal caused by a low blood platelet count, frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers caused by a lack of white blood cells, pancytopenia, a rare type of anemia, illnesses resulting from a lack of red blood cells, changes in the rhythm or rate of the heartbeat, confusion or hallucinations, not known, frequency cannot be estimated from the data available, myopia, blurred vision, blood glucose increased, blood uric acid increased, discoloration, numbness, and pain in fingers or toes, rain or des phenomenon, decrease in vision or pain in your eyes due to high pressure, possible signs of fluid accumulation in the vascular layer of the eye or acute angle closure glaucoma. Consult your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse if you experience any of these or notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. Most of these side effects are mild when they occur. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Other uncommon side effects have been reported, and you should ask your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse if you want to know more. Changes may occur in your laboratory parameters, blood tests, and your doctor may need to give you blood tests to check your condition. The following changes in laboratory tests may occur: low potassium in the blood, low sodium in the blood, that may lead to dehydration and low blood pressure, increase in uric acid, a substance which may cause or worsen gout, increase in blood glucose levels in diabetic patients, increased levels of liver enzymes. After taking Prexamcom-B, storage. Keep your Prexamcom-B tablets where children cannot reach them. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. Prexamcom-B will not keep as well outside its container. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep them in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not store medicines in a bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave them in a car or on a windowsill. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Prexium Combi, or the tablets have passed their expiry date, return any leftover tablets to your pharmacist for disposal. What Prexium Combi looks like. Prexium Combi LD 2.5 over 0.625 tablets are white, rod-shaped tablets with a score line. Prexium Combi 5/1.25 tablets are white and rod-shaped. Prexium Combi LD 2.5 over 0.625 and Prexium Combi 5/1.25 are supplied in quantities of 30 tablets in a white bottle containing desiccants in sachet form, and equipped with a red child-resistant screw-on cap. Ingredients. Each tablet of Prexium Combi LD 2.5 over 0.625 contains 2.5 mg of pyrindoprilarginine and 0.625 mg of indapamide hemihydrate as active ingredients. Each tablet of Prexium Combi 5/1.25 contains 5 mg of pyrindoprilarginine and 1.25 mg of indapamide hemihydrate as active ingredients. The inactive ingredients in Prexium Combi LD 2.5 over 0.625 and Prexium Combi 5/1.25 tablets contain lactose monohydrate, magnesium stearate, hydrophobic colloidal silica anhydrous, maltodextrin, sodium starch glycolate type A, macrogol 6000, glycerol, hypromalose, titanium dioxide. The tablets are gluten-free. Prexium Combi LD 2.5 over 0.625 and Prexium Combi 5/1.25 are registered on the Australian Register of Therapeutic Goods. Australian Register Numbers. Prexium Combi LD 2.5 over 0.625, OSTAR 279405. Prexium Combi 5/1.25, OSTAR 194917. Manufacturer and sponsor. Prexium Combi are products discovered by Servier Research International, which are distributed in Australia by Servier Laboratories, Ost, Pty, Limited, Level 4, Building 9, 588 A Swan Street, Burnley, 3121, Victoria. This leaflet was last revised in July 2022.